What if the real reason our institutions are rotting isn't corruption or lobbying, but that we've made rent-seeking cheaper than innovation? Rent-seeking is often blamed for inequality, but the standard fix misses the point. The real question, how do we make extraction more expensive than productive work? How does rent-seeking actually destroy more value than traditional monopoly? Harberger, in 1954, found the welfare loss from monopoly was less than 1% of GNP. But rent-seeking reduces the available labour in the economy, lowering output and welfare. And corruption does even worse damage than other rent-seeking activities. Plus, the imperfect selection effect in price controls can be as large as that classic Harberger triangle. Why do the wealthy dominate rent-seeking, and how does that entrench inequality? With imperfect credit markets and a fixed cost to rent-seeking, only wealthy agents can play. Rent-seeking transfers existing wealth without voluntary trade, and the opportunity cost includes CEO time wasted on politics. Worse, it increases inequality among non-rent-seekers and the whole economy, and weaker institutions mean bigger welfare losses for everyone else. So here's the policy no one's talking about. Instead of just capping lobbying or campaign contributions, governments should impose a rent-seeking tax on firms that spend more on political influence than on R&D or capital investment. That forces a direct trade-off between extraction and innovation, making the cost of rent-seeking visible on balance sheets. Suddenly, the rational choice flips from buying favours to building value. So the sharp question isn't, how do we stop rent-seeking, but how do we make it so expensive that the only rational choice is to create value?